I'm sorry, what's your name
again? My name is Kenneth Zioli. I was the individual who faced police brutality today by the Troy Police Department.
Can you tell me what happened?
I entered the Troy Police Department's main lobby and requested a formal complaint form by the Sergeant Kittle of the Troy Police Department. He ignored us for approximately 20 minutes, then came out of the side door of the Troy Police Department, and then he then said, I need to leave or I'll be arrested. He then snatched me and brought me into the back, threw me down a flight of stairs into a wall, continued to manhandle me, threw my head into a wall. I continued to state, I'm not resisting. He then told me I was a scumbag piece of shit. I then was put into an isolation cell, left by myself with no supervision, stated that I need medical attention, and then had a seizure in regards to not having medical attention. Because of this, I may have a brain injury, a head injury, but I do know that I have a broken collarbone possibly. I'm gonna be getting a medical attention with that. I'm happy with the support that has arrived at the Troy Police Department. I'm grateful for this. I feel that the fascist system that we live in needs to be corrected, and I feel that this officer needs to be punished correctly by administrative and legal processes.
Were there any other officers present besides Officer Kittle?
Yes, Officer Kittle and another sergeant, which I was not able to receive his name, and an evidence technician who's of color descent, and he has glasses. I asked for his name. He refused to give it to me, but they also witnessed the officer attack me, throw me into a wall, throw me down the stairs as I requested help and screamed, help, please help me. And they watched him do it.
So you were requesting a public complaint form. What did they say they were charging you with?
They first told me that I was being charged with obstruction of justice or disorderly conduct. So first it was obstruction of a governmental administrator. Second, which that charge wasn't filed. Then they said disorderly conduct, which that charge wasn't filed. I was formally charged with trespassing of a public building, which is the Troy Police Department, and unlawful possession of marijuana, which I have a medical marijuana card in New York State to possess a dab cartridge in New York State, which I was possessing. There's no doubt about that. But I'm a medical marijuana patient, so I was illegally charged with that as well.
And then how did they end up letting you go? Did they just release you?
I was arraigned via video conference with Judge Meyer of the Troy City Court, Jessica of the Public Defender's Office, and Assistant District Attorney Saxton of the Assistant of the Rensselaer County District Attorney's Office. I was given a securing order, which stated that I was released on my own recognizance, and I need to check in with my probation officer, because I am currently on probation.
One second, I just want to check the levels. And did you tell the judge what happened?
I was told not to speak by the officer, rather by the sergeant. I also was refused phone calls. I asked multiple times to use the phone to call my attorney, to contact my attorney, and I was refused.
Let's step onto the sidewalk here. When Officer Kittle arrested
Sergeant
you,
Kittle.
Sergeant Kittle arrested you, did he read you your Miranda rights?
No, he did not.
Were you read your rights at any point in time during the arrest?
No.
And have you received medical attention since?
No, I requested multiple times by the Troy Police Department to have me medically assisted and to have medical assistance after my seizure, before the feeling of my seizure as well, and they did not. I asked for medical assistance in regards to my shoulder and my knee, and they did not give it to me.
Can I ask, Kenneth, what were you requesting a complaint form for?
Approximately on Friday last week, Sergeant Kittle stated to me that what I've been working as an outreach coordinator for Barker Park under Equality for Troy, and I was told that he don't give a fuck about my First Amendment rights, was his exact words, and I quote, that I wanted to file a complaint about that. If there's an officer that doesn't care about my rights, then what are you? You're just an individual with a badge who feels that you're an authority figure. And that's not right. So he needs to be brought up on that. He needs to be recommended for a review. He needs to be punished by administrators and obviously the legal system for his actions. And that's what a formal complaint is for, is to inform higher-ups of their actions.
And that happened at the Barker Park protest on Wednesday?
This happened on Friday of last week when I was here, and I have video of that as well I can send you.
This is a public building. We are citizens. You guys are here to protect and to serve us as the citizens of Troy. Anybody can come in there and ask for a complaint form.
Right.
He told me it was up to the discretion of the police department whether they can give out. Yeah, you're going to hear that on the live. It was up to their discretion whether they want to hand out police forms or not. And then he tried to say that, when a person get arrested and then they get out and they say, oh, I want to make a complaint form. No, that's not how it works, because then they have to go through the system first before they're allowed to make a complaint. And in Kenny's instance, he was not arrested at that point in time. So he had, under his constitutional right and within his scope, to ask for that complaint. So then once he knew I knew my shit, he goes to, the internal, because I myself put in a complaint about a year ago where I was assaulted by Officer Jones and Officer Belvina. And I put in a complaint for him over a year ago. Still haven't gotten a call back to this day. Now that internal affairs officer who took my complaint is no longer with this police department. So I said, who's inside of his position temporarily until that position gets filled? He basically told me no one. So even if we do file a complaint, it won't even get taken a look at.
Right.
Which should not be being practiced in there, period. Because we have the right to complain. And we don't have to tell you what we're complaining about. The fact of the matter is, the procedure is that they're supposed to take the complaint, log it in to their ticket system, and they give a yellow ticket. They're not supposed to tell you, oh, don't write this or dictate what goes in the report or what doesn't. But this is something that Troy PD has done for decades. And then he goes on to say, oh, I can retire tomorrow if I want to, but I love this job. And I said, the only thing it took was just a little bit of de-escalation training Death Sergeant Kittle to say to him, hey, Ken, I will contact someone in Fraternal Affairs, give him a number, and this is the correct protocol, or let him know one of the forms is located on the website. Then, of course, he threw Pat Madden under the bridge, saying that he did not send a memorandum or update the policies and procedures to reflect the executive order of Governor Cuomo. When that's a lie. Everyone in New York State knew that that executive order came down. I mean, even if you don't watch the news or read a newspaper, it was huge. So then he goes on to ask, well, did you take part of that? I said, yep, everyone in this station. Do you plan on, yep, Officer Jones. So the fact of the matter is, they're trying to silence us and they're trying to do retaliatory acts because of the good work that we're doing in the park. And I want to reiterate that I came in a week and a half and got services, clean needle exchanges, a soup kitchen. People are donating food and clothes for the people and the residents of Barker Park. But it just doesn't stop there, because we also have Tent City and Prospect Park, where they go over at night and homeless assault, meaning they want to kick them out the spots at night, and they assault homeless people, elderly women, on a regular basis, instead of just taking a little bit of time and effort and the footwork to come out here and do the good God's work. And I think, you know, they're pissed off because we made them look stupid.
Did they give any reason as to why Sergeant Kittle wouldn't acknowledge Ken or give him any explanation as to what the department's regulations are, even if they're out of what
no.
the state would be?
No, they didn't. He is a very smug, cocky person, and you will see that throughout this whole police department.